Welcome to another episode of Sippin' Tea with Joey and Marie. But today, unfortunately, Aaliyah Marie is not here with us because she is under the weather. So I have special guests in the building to back me up today. It is
What's up, everybody? Thank you for having us.
Every time Sway comes to our house, I do that all the time. Now, if y'all don't know who Sway and Liz is, they're a very popular couple on TikTok and YouTube. They do challenges. Yeah. They do food challenges and all sorts of stuff, spicy challenges, and just a whole mess of stuff. They are doing pretty good on TikTok. You guys got like 30,000, something like that? I don't know. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, close.
There's quite a bit of followers on TikTok. They got almost 1,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Oh, we're so close on YouTube.
So close. And they're also owners of... Mia's Bakery, which is in Twin Falls. And that, let me tell you, that place is bomb.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to talk about that. We're actually going to talk about food. We're going to talk about delicious food, especially the vibrancy and the amazing culinary world of Mexico. We're going to get into that. We're also going to talk about the multiverse of madness. Which I'm pretty stoked about this.
I'm excited too.
So calm down, Jose. Calm down, Jose.
I was ready to talk about it.
So he was already ready to. Okay, we're gonna talk about that. But we do gotta talk about about these things real quick, like Kanye West. Ye. Ye is back at it again. And you know what? It's a corny diss. And it's a really simple diss, but we all know that he's mad at Pete Davidson because Pete Davidson swooped
took
up
his girl.
Swooped up on Kim. And so now he's like, I'm going to beat you up, Pete Davidson. That was the verse.
It was such a cheesy line and just one line of a diss. And I'm like, that's all you have.
Yeah.
Like,
God save me to beat you up, Pete Davidson. Okay, bye.
I saw that people said that Pete Davidson brought back the old Kanye, you know, with that diss. And I was like, that was, to me personally, I thought that was a pretty weak diss. I thought he could have done better.
It was.
How true is this picture? Because I did see this picture of Pete Davidson with a hat that says, Make Kanye 2006 Again. And he says, bro, I bet you that took you a long time to write that diss verse. Is that true?
I don't know, but.
I think that was because I heard that he did diss him on SNL. He said something about it, saying that the diss that he did on him was funny. So I think maybe.
I mean, it's silly. God save me just to beat you up, Pete Davidson. I don't know.
I had heard.
Although I did love that song. Did you hear that song?
It was good.
Yeah, it was
fire.
Good.
Fire song.
I think all the verses were really good until that one line. I'm like, Kanye, you could have done better. Like, you kind of like, you know. But I also saw that someone commented, you know, on the YouTube video, and they were like, wow, imagine having Ariana Grande write a love song about you and now Kanye writing a diss track about you. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. Like, Pete Davidson's making up, you know, in the world.
He's going hard, man. He's going hard. Just saying. Yeah. I mean, Pete Davidson's doing his thing.
Yeah. And then the fact that Kanye, I don't know if you guys heard that he bought the house right in front of Kim's house.
He bought that house in front of her.
That's crazy.
But see, then I heard his reasoning behind that, which I really do understand that. But he says, like, even in the song, he doesn't want to be a part-time dad. He wants to be there all the time. So he's like, yeah, that's the reason why I bought the house, because I want to spend this time with him. Like, that was my favorite part in his verse when he says, you little bougie kids, you know, spoiled kids. Nah, I ain't like that at your mom's house. Yeah. You get on top of your sister's shoulders and get reach up for that ramen. You know what I mean? And I love that part. Like, that the whole his verse, I loved it.
Yeah.
The Pete Davidson part was kind of corny. But, you
it
know.
Was.
But other than that, I'm like, bro, if you do that, if you're really raising your kids to not be so bougie
and be humble.
I really do think that is cool and that is very commendable. You know what I mean? So in that sense, I'm with Ye. I'm with Ye on this one, all right? So Ye for Ye.
I always forget he changed his name to Ye legally.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so weird. All right, so we got to talk about this because I saw the trailer. We all saw the trailer for Dr. Dre's performance at the Super Bowl, which is happening, what is it, on the 13th? The 13th.
I think so,
The 13th of February is when Super Bowl is happening. And I'm going to just go ahead and say that the Chiefs, my boys, are going to be in the Super Bowl. I don't know who else is going to be in there, but Chiefs are going to be in there again. Patty Mahomes is going to do his thing. But let me tell you, watching that preview, Especially me being an old school dude, you know, I grew up with these guys, you know, and I'm like, what? I was so pumped. I mean, you got Dr. Dre, you got Eminem, you got Kendrick Lamar, got Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg. Yeah. I mean, oh my gosh, that list is like a dream come true.
I thought, you know what I thought was so cool on the part where Dre popped up and it was the piano up in the ocean. Yes. I was like, that is so awesome.
It gave me goosebumps. Yeah. I'm having goosebumps right now.
I'm having goosebumps right now too. I know. When I watched that part and then the song started playing,
Snoop Dogg
was crazy.
Yeah, I thought, well, you know, with the lowrider in California, that's literally just Snoop Dogg and Jennifer.
Right.
So
and
that
Impala, that's my dream Impala. Yeah. When he's in there, I'm like, whoa, three-row motion that he twists around.
Yeah.
And then my favorite thing too was Eminem battling himself as a younger version.
That was cool.
Some shady, yeah.
You know what's so crazy about that? Because I've heard him say this. This is, you know, I'm not trying to say I'm Eminem or anything like that. But what I'm saying is when Eminem expresses or basically kind of gives you an in-depth look onto how he writes, it's like that. Like you're looking at words and you're like, this word here.
Yeah.
And that's how, in my mind, when I'm writing, like I do a lot of multi-syllable rhyming. Uh-huh. So I do that. I go, okay, I can throw this word here.
Yeah.
And I imagine myself like this old school movie called Minority Report with Tom Cruise. Like doing that. Like I do it all the time. Ooh, this word would fit good here.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he has said that he does. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard that, I was like, you know, do the same thing as him.
Yeah.
You know? But I was watching that and watching it play out as his young self, you know, spitting bars at each other was so dope.
That part was really cool.
I think all of it. They're all lyrically talented artists, and they're really going to come with a big bang.
Oh,
You know, like the performance. Yeah. I'm so excited. Like, I don't watch football myself, but when it comes to the Super Bowl, the halftime show is where it's at.
Right?
For me.
Yeah, I'm hyped. Mm-hmm. And then they bring to add a little bit of, you know, spice to it, the queen of hip hop soul.
Yeah.
Mary J. Blige has such a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. She can't dance very good, but dang, she can sing. I want to see a battle between Mary J. Blige and Alicia Keys,
Oh my
God.
That would be such a cringe, but I would love to see that.
Yeah. And then as a wild card, throwing your Theo Ritchie.
Oh, man.
Imagine.
That would be some killer dance moves right there.
I know. And then we'll put what is it called? One of those, a hologram.
A hologram image.
Throwing a hologram image of Elaine doing her dance.
Oh, gosh. That would be so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And Kendrick Lamar, though. What'd you think of Kendrick Lamar's spot?
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of Kendrick Lamar, and I think it's going to be crazy because we haven't had music from Kendrick Lamar in years.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that he drops something new in there.
I think,
you know what I mean? He's done verses. Yeah. He's done guest spots, but a whole album?
Yeah, I think it was like since 2018, 17, I think, if I'm right, when the... I forgot what the album was called.
I can't remember either.
But it's been a long
time.
Terrible.
So I'm
terrible.
We're kind of being fans. I can't remember that album.
So I'm
excited. It's because we're on the spot. That's why. Don't judge us.
Yeah, so I'm excited to hear Kendrick Lamar.
Heck yeah.
And everybody on that list too.
I like how he has a whirlwind, like a tornado of papers, like right next to him while he's writing and stuff like that. That's a trip.
I really want to know what songs they have for their lineup. Like, you know, like, of course, Dr. Dre and Snoop.
There's so many bangers. Yeah, in like, a 15-minute time frame, I think it is? So like 12 minutes?
Yeah.
It's not very long, but it's
I'm
a crazy
excited.
Medley.
Yeah, I know
excited.
For sure, for a fact, this is going to be one of the best. I think, I don't know. I don't want to like just say it, but I'm going to put it out there. I think it might top off the Beyonce and Bruno Mars.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, you're a Beyonce fan.
Yeah, and I'm a Beyonce fan.
I was about to say that.
Okay. And I like Bruno Mars too. So
okay.
I have high hopes for them.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it too. All right, so we got to talk about this right here. All right, there's this show called How I Met Your Father. It's basically a spinoff of How I Met Your Mother, right? And Liz and I, we watched it. And honestly, I watched it because for the sake of watching it and wanting to know what to say about this show, all right?
Yeah.
I watched it and I really did enjoy it.
I thought, honestly, I wasn't too like pumped about it because, you know, me and Aaliyah in general, like all of us, we really loved How I Met Your Mother. So when I was like, I heard about this, I was kind of a little worried. I'm like, how are they going to play this out? But just watching it, I'm like, wow, like they did pretty good. Like, I think it was a good start. And I think there's about two episodes.
Yeah, there's only two episodes. I like the connection. It's very subtle. But it's nice. The connection to How I Met Your Mother, Sway, if you haven't seen it, is they basically, the main hangout spot is the same apartment where they hung out with a couple. What's the name of the couple? See, I can't remember the name either.
Right now.
See, we claim to be fans and we don't remember. All right, don't judge us. We're on the spot.
Yeah.
But it's the same apartment where they all hung out right there. And the girl from American Pie, her and what's his name. But anyways, that's the connection to it. But once watching it, I was like, okay, I can get with this show.
Yeah.
I do like it. Yeah. I do like the characters. I think it needs a little bit more time to kind of like, you know, play out.
Yeah.
But I do think it has a lot of potential.
I do think so too. And I honestly didn't mind it at all. And I liked how it wasn't just like connections that just didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. It was just, you know, it was like you said, subtle. And
yeah.
If it's right. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a totally different story. Yeah. It's the same take, but that's the subtle connection to it. Yeah. It was very subtle. It was very nicely done. And I like it. The reason why I said that though, is because in the beginning, one of the main characters is going to ask his girlfriend to marry him. Uh-huh. And this is the way he got her to go to this bar. He says, hey, I'm going to take you to watch a Beyonce concert. Uh-huh. And so he invites her to this bar. Tells her, hey, I forgot these tickets at the bar. She goes, why would you forget the tickets at this bar? She goes, that's where I forgot them. So anyways, that's where he brings her to ask her to marry him. And I almost thought she was going to get pissed because they're not going to a Beyonce concert. She's just going to ask her to marry him.
I was about to say.
And I was like, oh, snap. I really thought she was going to say no.
I thought so too. But then her reaction, I'm like, yeah, I think I'd have the same reaction.
But what about Beyonce? That's not going to happen.
I'm getting engaged.
Now, we've all watched Spider-Man No Way Home, and obviously all of us are minds blown. All right? And most people have seen it by now.
Such a great movie.
It's such a great movie. Yeah. And I mean, to see all three Spider-Men together in one movie.
It was so nostalgic. Awesome.
I'm getting goosebumps again just thinking about it.
I know. It was so good. I watched it twice. I watched it with you guys, and then I watched it with Kiko again.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just as good as the first time I watched it. I want to watch it again just because it's so good, and there's little Easter eggs. You always miss in Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I didn't get that last time. So I did that on this one.
Uh-huh.
But they're saying, okay, this is what they're saying, that the Multiverse of Madness, which is the new Doctor Strange movie that's going to be coming out this year, is going to be even more wilder and more jaw-dropping and more like instances of you going like, whoa, like, you know, mind-blown instances that are going to happen, because they're saying, and we've heard the rumors, that this is going to have the most cameos, the most it's just going to be such a trippy Marvel movie. All right, and this is going to be the one. And the rumors are they're flying everywhere, right? I mean, they're saying that we're going to have Ghost Rider in there. We're going to have Iron Man in there. We're variants, different versions of these guys because of the multiverse, right? And one of the ones that I'm kind of like iffy on, but I do want to see, and this is a rumor again, it might be true, but we'll reference this this podcast once it comes out. We'll be like, hey, we're right on all this stuff right there, right? So in the Multiverse of Madness, we're going to see Iron Man again, but it's not going to be Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man. It's going to be a variant of it, right? And it's going to be Tom Cruise.
Wow, yeah.
Okay. What do you guys think of that?
I think that'd be pretty interesting to see.
Yeah. Interesting, but I don't know if I'm excited about it.
Same.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to see it play out, but I'm like, just him.
Yeah.
I'm Iron Man. You know,
I don't know. I think I find it a little odd that they choose Tom Cruise, but like, you know, who knows? Like, it might be good, you know, like, what can you expect?
Well, it might just be a rumor too. It might just throw us off.
Yeah.
Because that's what they were doing with this with No Way Home.
Yeah.
There were so many rumors out there.
There was a zillion rumors about that.
I know.
Yeah.
And then it finally happens. You're like,
the way everybody was popping out, I was like, oh my gosh. I was getting more excited by the second. So I guess, you know, rumor true or not, we'll see, I guess.
They're saying that, remember when we watched, what was it, Endgame? It was Endgame when everybody Endgame started popping out, right? That everybody was just like, just in the whole thing.
Like,
they're saying it's going to be even way more than that.
Man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're saying there's a rumor that Blade is going to come back. Wesley Snipes is going to be back in there. Mm-hmm. They're saying that, who else we're going to get in there? Ghost Rider. But not the Ghost Rider we may think, because Nicolas Cage played him before, and Gabriel Luna played him as well on S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, the S.H.I.E.L.D. show. And so I really wanted Gabriel to come back, but they're saying it's not going to be either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the rumor has been circulating through the internet that our boy from Walking Dead, Norman Reedus, and what do you guys think about him if he comes back, or he is Ghost Rider?
Yeah, if he is Ghost Rider, I think that would be like that it fits him, like,
right?
Because like we were talking about in The Walking Dead, he's always riding in a motorcycle, so I think he would fit the part. Like, he looks perfect for the part,
right? And he's got that gritty, like, solo act type of thing, where he's just like a tortured soul type of thing. You know what I mean? It would be good. I really do want to see this play out.
Yeah, that would be really cool if he was Ghost Rider.
Imagine if he did appear in there in the multiverse. I think that right there, like, you know what? Spoiler alert: if you haven't seen No Way Home, I hope you've watched it already by now. But when the guy who plays Daredevil on the show, when he appeared, I was like, I was so excited. I was like, dang. But speaking of Daredevil, they're saying there's a rumor.
Uh-huh.
All right. There's a rumor that one of the worst Marvel guys, or I guess movies, I think, to ever play out, Ben Affleck's Daredevil. So they're saying that Ben Affleck might come back as that Daredevil. And I hope not.
Yeah.
Because have you seen that Daredevil
version? I just remember it was kind of boring to me.
It's corny.
Yeah, it was boring and a little corny. And I mean, I watched a long time ago, but I know for a fact I didn't enjoy it as much. Yeah.
Well, I've come to the conclusion, if Ben Affleck is dating somebody or married to somebody and they appear in a movie, don't watch it. Don't bother watching it. Because he was married to Jennifer Garner, and she was in there. She was Elektra in the Daredevil movie. Yeah. Oh my goodness. That part was the corniest, cheesiest thing. Just watch it just for the sake of watching it and laughing your ass off of it. If anything, you guys should make a TikTok where you guys do this.
And
your Daredevil and your Elektra.
Make skits off of it
too. Yeah, you should. It's so terrible. And then also he did Giggly, I can't remember, with Jennifer Lopez when he's like a mobster. Oh my God, that was horrendous too.
Yeah,
it sounds terrible.
It's terrible. That's why they try to forget about it. So if you see Ben Affleck in a movie with his girlfriend or his new wife, whoever it might be, don't watch it. All right, do yourself a favor. So we'll see what it is and what really happens in Doctor Strange 2, the Multiverse of Madness. But I can say for all of us that we're like way excited for this.
Yeah.
Oh my
goodness. I'm super excited. I feel like lately all the Marvel movies are really good, but lately they've been super crazy with like surprises and stuff
mind-blowing.
Been really, really good movies.
I know. You know what I love about Marvel is how good they are at keeping secrets now.
Yeah.
They're so creative though too, like with the movies they make, like the way, like, you know, No Way Home, I thought it was like insane to see how they brought back all these characters, and it was just like
perfect. Flawless, right? It was so cohesive,
it made sense, like it made sense, and I think that was the best part about it, because I was always like, you know, at the beginning I'm like, how are they gonna bring, you know, all these characters in at once, and the way they did it was perfect.
It
was like,
really good. That movie was 10 out of 10.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. Make sure you watch Spider-Man No Way Home, and I'm sorry if we gave you spoilers, but hey, it happens, you know what I mean? Now it's time to get into the piece of resistance. All right. This is one of my favorite things to talk about. We all know this. We all share this. This one thing is we love food.
Yeah.
And especially we love and we are so proud of our culture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you guys have this bakery called Mia's Bakery.
Yeah.
And your dad is the main baker. He's the master baker there.
Yep.
And he's a second generation baker.
Yes.
Second generation baker. And he's been baking since Mexico. His dad taught him over there.
Yeah.
And some of the pastries that your pop makes, oh my gosh, man, mind blowing.
There's one called Tabasqueña. The first time I tried that, I was like, oh my gosh, like, where has this been all my life?
Yeah, that one is, it's sort of like it tastes like a flour tortilla, but it's a cookie. It tastes really good and it has like sugar on
top. Have I tasted this?
I don't know, but it tastes so good. Yeah. Like, every time he brings him out, I have my eye on it. I'm like, okay, yep, that's what I'm going to get
right there. And I've never, like, seen any other bakery have it here. So when my dad made it, that's definitely one of my favorite ones.
Well, you guys do make certain pastries or even different type of dishes that people don't have, like, all around here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I love about it. Mm-hmm. So Liz and I, and my lady, her mom, we were watching the show called Heavenly Bites Mexico.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness, it is such a good show to watch.
Yeah.
It is amazing. So I'm going to tell y'all right now, who you're listening, watch this show for yourself. It's called Heavenly Bites Mexico. It's a beautiful snapshot of the amazing, delicious culinary world of Mexican street food and more. And it's so colorful, just like our art to our food to everything. And it showcases so many different stuff. It'll it'll show you how they make the tosti locos, the nacho locos. Yeah. It'll show you micheladas, like some bomb micheladas. You're like, dang, these micheladas look bomb. So there's an episode for all these different things. There's one for conchas. You know what I mean? Yeah. And we were thinking about your pop on this one. There's one for
tortas.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, these tortas. I'm actually, as a matter of fact, I'm going to try to make some of these tortas today at the house. Yeah, because I was like, dang, this looks fire.
They look mouthwatering. Yeah. When I was looking at them, I'm like, man, only if I could be there right now. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to watch that show. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, you got to watch it. And there's this one where they have all these antojitos. Antojitos are little cravings, you know, in English. But they do all these, you know, crazy stuff with the elote. And it's just some of it, you're just like, whoa, I don't know if I could do that. The one that was tripping me out, though, the tortas episode, a taco torta.
A taco torta?
Yeah, like three tacos in a torta. And then, you know, they put the meat and everything. And it just looks so good.
That sounds
good. And I'm
like,
I really wonder how that tastes.
Well, what's funny is because even the Mexicanos are asking them, hey, what do you think of this? He's like, I'm gonna tell you right now, it didn't look appealing. It didn't sound appealing. I didn't even want to try it. But then I tried it, and I was like, what? Because they were saying, like, it's like flour on flour or, like, corn on flour, right?
Okay.
And you're like, oh, I don't know, you know? But then they're
it
like,
bomb.
Nah, we try it. There's this one place who did chilaquiles. Mm-hmm. Chilaquiles tortas.
Oh, man.
It's called La Esquina de Chilaquiles.
Okay.
It's in Jalisco. Uh-huh. So if you go, if y'all travel to Jalisco, Mexico, go to La Esquina de Chilaquiles. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they make chilaquiles inside of a torta.
Oh, my God. It looks so good. Just thinking about it right now. It looked amazing.
It does. It looks so good. But what I'm saying, the vibrancy and the beautiful, you know, colorful just world of Mexico, you know.
But also
and
the creativity.
Oh, like, yes.
So many different ideas were made into one. Like the one episode of the Concha, you know, it's called The Sweetest Bun. So if you guys get the chance, watch that episode because they talked about where Manta Conchas originally, you know, originated from. And just seeing they
Because you guys are the only ones that make them here in 20 Manta Conchas.
And it's basically a combination of a mantecada and a concha. And just the first time I tried it is when his dad made it. And when I eat it, I'm like,
so good.
Gosh.
It's like a hug from heaven.
Yeah, it was so amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, they have so many different, you know, versions of this stuff, right, that we grow up with. But that's what I love about it because you guys are not afraid to experiment.
Yeah.
You guys are really popular when it comes to birria. Now, birria, if you're not familiar with birria, originally made with goat meat, and you have to make it right if you're doing with the goat meat because sometimes you get that weird, like, gamey, funky flavor
taste.
Of goat.
Yeah.
But if you cook it right with the right spices, and it just tastes perfect, right?
Yeah.
But you guys do it with beef, with this just as delicious. It's amazing. You guys do queso birrias. You guys do tacos de birria, and you guys also do what else? What else have you guys do with
birria?
So
lately, I think last Friday we. We announced our grilled birria grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, man.
And for the bread, my dad actually makes the bread. He makes his Texas toast. And he makes it thicker than usual.
Yeah.
He makes it thicker than the ones you get, you know, at the store. So, yeah, he puts it, he grills the cheese and everything. It tastes so bomb.
I tried it before we announced it.
Yeah.
And it tastes really good.
Wow. Yeah, and you guys are not afraid to experiment and create different stuff. That's what I love about Mia's Bakery. You guys do some awesome stuff there.
Yeah.
Now, I have some ideas, which I don't want to share here because I don't want anybody to know yet. Once you guys make them, then we'll do that. But conchas, man. You could do so much with conchas. Sweet and savory. I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
I'm going to throw it at you. So I want to know, and maybe you talk to your pop and stuff like that, and we all come up with something. But let's just say, I say we should do something like me, you, Liz, and your brother Steven, because he likes to experiment.
Yeah.
We should all try to create something on a Sunday because that's when you guys are closed. And we should just experiment and just go for shit, you know.
Yeah.
And then just try to make something, you know, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Flavors like sweet and savory is amazing. I mean, we love salt, we love sweet, but you put those together and you find the perfect balance.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like your mind is like, whoa.
You know, like that scene on Ratatouille when he eats, you know, starts eating everything, combines the flavors,
closing his eyes, and
it's like fireworks on his head. That's, you know, that's the feeling I want to make.
Exactly.
Like
so we gotta make stuff like that. I'm always trying to do things like that. Your mom is really good at doing that, experimenting, and she sees something and she figures out a way to mimic this dish.
Yeah, and she makes it her own. Like every dish she's made has a touch of her own. You know, you know, like the other day she made barbacoa. Tacos.
I was going to say yesterday that cheesecake she made.
Oh, I know, right?
So bomb.
I can't even remember the name of that cheesecake, but that cheesecake was amazing.
Yeah.
So I feel bad because I don't remember. But
it was like I don't know, burnt cheesecake or something. I don't know. It was. It had a different word in front of it.
Yeah,
so it was good.
Yeah, it's baked and it's like the consistency is like kind of like not a, necessarily like a custard, like a mix between custard
yeah.
and cheesecake.
Yeah,
and it's like light and fluffy and delicious
so
and
the
amazing.
The top is a little bit crispy.
Yeah, yes. It was really, really good.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, that's one thing about our culture is we're not afraid to experiment yeah. and create different things, and that's why I love it so much. I mean, I'm super proud of being of Mexican descent yep. because you know we come from these you know these families that. We pretty much had to, you know, create whatever we could with the ingredients we had. And that's what I think makes us so creative.
Yeah. yeah.
Because grandma always used to say this thing, pa que rinda, you know? Yeah. And she'd say, you know what that means, right?
Yeah.
So it'll last, so it'll make more. Uh-huh. So she would add like potatoes or something to it. And then so you'd get like ground beef, right? Let's say you'd have a pound of ground beef.
Uh-huh.
And she could feed like eight of us. With a pound of ground beef
yeah.
because she'd add potatoes, she'd add this, she'd add that. Yeah. And then by the time you knew it, you had like this pan full of food.
Yeah.
yeah. And then you add some tortillas, boom, like bam, bro. Like it's easy and it's quick to make. But again, watch that show.
I have to watch it.
Yeah, it's called Heavenly Bites Mexico. But quick question for you. So your pop, he's a second uh-huh. generation baker.
Yes.
Now, what are some stories he's told you from Mexico when he was making a pan over there, pan dulce?
So actually, it was his dad's bakery. And so he's always, first he started off like just cleaning the trays. And then his dad will show him, you know, this is how you make this bread. And then how you make the concha paste and stuff. And then after that, he started like getting hands on, like making the bread. And he always tells me that, like, back then, like, what we bake right now, like, we bake a good amount of bread. But he says what he baked back then when in his dad's bakery, it was, like, tons of bread. Like, it was, like, thousands of pieces of bread every day. Like, it was so much
yeah,
bread.
Yeah, because it's a really popular thing in Mexican culture, especially yeah. in Mexico. Everybody eats pan con dulce, pan con chocolate, pan con café.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a daily thing. You could eat it in the morning. You could eat it for a brunch. You could eat it for breakfast. Whatever, you know, all through the day you could eat this. Yeah. So that's why they sell so much over there.
Yeah, but he would always tell me stories of how, like, because they would have a, I don't know what they're called, like brick ovens.
Oh, yeah, that's a brick oven, yeah.
Yeah, so his dad built like a huge brick oven, and that's where they would put all the trays and bake all the bread. And he would always tell me stories of how, like, because supposedly the spot where the bakery was built, it was built on like this corner, like in back in the days, it was like a haunted area, like it was creepy. So he would tell me
so
some
maybe
creepy
our ancestors
stories.
Would help him, you know,
make some good
bread,
give him the recipes. But yeah, he would tell me some creepy stories that would go on in there. But yeah, it's definitely crazy to like think that he's been making bread since he was like very young, like in this. Like when he was 12,
that's
he just
nuts.
Started making bread, and he's been making bread his whole life, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, but it's delicious.
Yeah,
that's one thing about him is because he's innovative ideas as well. Because his dad taught him some stuff, and he's you know created his own version of certain things. And every time I eat something fresh that he makes that comes out of the oven when I go to Mia's, I'm like, whoa, man! I'm telling you, it's like being hugged by heaven. You
yeah,
know? You're like, oh, you feel all like warm and cozy.
Yeah.
You know, but he does make some good stuff. You know, if you guys get a chance, you're in the Twin Falls area, you should check out Mia's Bakery. It's 360 Main Street in Twin Falls, and there's some good stuff. You definitely got to try. My favorite thing to eat at your spot is keto birria tacos.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
And I know people are like, that's a abomination. No, man, it's delicious. And my boy Tony, he's listening to because he listens to this podcast all the time. That's his favorite thing is the keto birria.
The keto?
You know, he goes there all the time to eat those. But basically, it's just cheese. You make a cheese tortilla.
Yeah.
And then you get it all toasty and fried.
Yeah.
And you just fold it, put the meat in.
Yeah, when we were looking, a lot of people in Twin Falls, when they do keto tacos, like the Mexican restaurants, they were doing it with lettuce. So doing lettuce tacos. And we were wanting to do something different, so we did cheese. So we basically, like you said, we make a the like tortilla with the cheese, like we make it all crunchy, put the meat and all the good stuff, and then we fold it, and it's like it's just when you bite into it, it's so crunchy.
Like, it's super flavorful.
Yeah.
Like there's flavor in every single bite, and then you add the consomme.
The consomme. Yeah.
And then you just dip it in the consomme, and then add a little bit of that salsa you guys make. You guys, your mom makes this one, this chile de árbol salsa. It's like a kind of like an orangish color.
Yeah,
it's so good.
It's so good, and I eat it, and I'm like, I got like tears coming out sometimes when I eat so much of it. And I got mocos coming out. I'm like, you know, but it's so good.
It's the best part of it. Yeah, I know, right?
But that's what's up. So make sure you check out that show. Once again, it's called Heavenly Bites Mexico. And also check out Mia's Bakery. And don't forget to check out Sway and Liz. Mm-hmm. Their show is on YouTube and it's also on TikTok. You can see a bunch of funny skits and a bunch of challenges, from food challenges to hot, spicy food challenges, and a whole bunch more. You know, let's. You guys want to throw some shout-outs to anybody?
Well, we would just want to shout-out to everybody that watches us and everybody that listens to the podcast. Thank you for having us once again. Just always an awesome experience just to get on the podcast and just talk. And about the topics, it's just so funny how we get to play around with it and just, like, give our opinion on it. So shout-out to everybody who listens to the podcast and, you know, who follows us as well. And we just want to say thank you to everybody.
Yeah, make sure you give them your handle so that way they can follow you guys.
Okay. Yeah, so on Instagram and TikTok, it's at swayliz.yt, and on YouTube is just Sway and Liz. You can follow us on Facebook as well. We do post like here and there on there, and it's just Sway and Liz. So yeah, just check us out, and if you enjoy, drop a follow and subscribe and just keep up. We post videos every Monday, and then on TikTok it's daily. So
yeah. And I want to throw a big shout out to your sis, Aaliyah Marie. I love you. Aww. Miss you. And we're not going to say everything that's been going on with Aaliyah Marie because we want her to tell you personally. And she'll be back next week. But I'm telling you, she went through some stuff.
A lot. Yeah. Right, being the new year.
It is rough. But you know what? It's a rough start, but she's going to be killing it. You know? She's going to be killing it. But Aaliyah Marie, make sure you follow her, Aaliyah Marie 208, on all social media platforms. And please do me a favor and send her a message, send her an email, whatever, Aaliyah Marie 208, and tell her, you know, wish her a speedy recovery.
Yeah.
She will be back next week on the podcast, and I hope you feel better, kiddo. Love you. And that's the show.
That's the show.
Have a wonderful Monday, everybody. Bye. Thanks for coming on, Sway and Liz.
Thank you.
We out. Peace. I ain't wanna go.